This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, imagine you come home from work with your three children, and there are moron, idiot dirtbags with their pants hanging down almost at their knees, pointing guns at your three-year-old children and beating them upside the head. And you've got moron idiots that don't even know how to keep masks on screaming at the women. And this footage is just now coming out in court. This happened back on February 28th. Armed home invaders pistol whip mother and threaten her children as they ransack a house. How can you not say we have a right to weapons when the criminals are only going to have them if you take them? They took the guns 20 years ago in England. They've now got a higher crime rate than New York City. Now they're trying to ban, of course, in everybody's face. They're trying to ban knives in England or make you get a license for them. Horrifying video footage shows four masked home invaders pistol whip a pregnant woman and point guns at her children after smashing into their house. The disturbing surveillance footage was captured at the family's home in East Harris County near Houston, Texas on February 28th. After barging into the home, the two men demand money and valuables from the homeowner, seemingly oblivious to the cries of fear from her terrified children while they slap them and hit them. The shout, "Come on, where's the money?" And slapping the mothers across the back of the head with a handgun as she screams, "My kids, my kids." She tries to comfort her children and cradle them. You know, who's that black reporter? She's the same one that, you know, that said, "Oh, poor white people," when somebody brought up that a lot of these racial attacks are happening to folks wearing Make America Great hats. People are saying racial slurs while they beat them, or even just white people, period, are being told, you know, "You voted for Trump, so we're going to beat you up." She said, "Oh, poor white people. What about these poor white people?" And again, white people have been so dehumanized, and most white people are not racist. Actually, they're guilty, and they have a guilty conscience, even though they didn't do anything. But instead now, that guilt is turning to anger, and it's going to turn into racism. So the media needs to start exposing this instead of covering it up, because that only creates more anger. But see, they want people to be divided in this country. That's the plan. She tries to comfort her children and cradle them, yelling, "We just gotta let it go. They're just going to take something." But they are too distraught by the stress of the ordeal and soon begin to scream again. They are seen going upstairs in the property and ransacking it before dragging property back down the stairs and removing it. During the incident, one of the two suspects' mask slips off, with Harris County Sheriff's Office hoping the gaffe may be sufficient for someone to be able to identify him. But they don't say it's a black male till later, which is actually a crime in the media in Sweden to say what color somebody is. Seriously. They share the video on social media. Writing, investigators say the first suspect is a black male, approximately 6'1", who weighs 165 libs, and is around 25 years of age, wearing a gray hoodie. The second person is a black male, 5'11", 150 lips. So we're going to go to break with playing this video. Let's go ahead and roll that video again.
Yeah.
you're black, whether you're white, whatever you are, you have a right to defend yourself from this garbage. We don't want to live like they do in Chicago and Houston. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center, in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're now into the second hour. We have got so much to get to this hour. I intend to open the phones up as well. We have the Pope coming out and saying it's time to disarm everyone. But he doesn't mean disarm the UN or NATO or the Vatican police or the Swiss Guard. He just means you. When he says you can't have a wall around your house or you can't have a wall around your country's border, that's only for you. Because the Pope's a globalist. That story's up on InfoWars.com. And it ties in with UK's new immigration chief, a Pakistani Muslim. This from Dan Lyman and InfoWars Europe. The son of Pakistani immigrants has been named the United Kingdom's new Home Secretary. His predecessor resigned amidst allegations he was seeking to increase deportations of illegal immigrants. That's right. Sajjad Javad is being hailed as the country's first ethnic minority to hold the position, which entails oversight of immigration and citizenship affairs, national security, and policing. And it follows the same pattern in Western Europe and other areas, just like the Islamic mayors are putting in. All the news last week where the Muslim grooming gangs work with the child protective services in the major towns to actually kidnap children for the pedophile elite. Quote, we're going to have a strategy in place that does something that previous Home Secretary set out last week when she made a statement to Parliament to ensure that we have an immigration policy that's fair, treats people with respect and with decency, which means don't let conservatives, libertarians even travel to the country. Don't let nationalists leave the country. Let in as many unvetted Muslims as possible. That was one of his most urgent tasks, to make sure that we look carefully at the policy and make sure it achieves just that. Fairness. Isn't that just sweet and nice? Following the 2017 Islamic terrorist massacre of Westminster Bridge in London, Javid told attendees of Muslim News Awards for Excellence that Muslims cannot also be murderers. I'm no religious scholar. Many years have passed since I attended the Quran as a child, but even I know that there's no justification for what happened in Paris or the kind of indiscriminate slaughter that came to Westminster last week. What a nice guy. Of course, under the Quran, they can tell you they're your friend and then kill you. All I know is the globalists plan to Islamify the entire world. Now, there's a bunch of news I haven't gotten to yet, but one thing that's so big I need to cover it again. I pointed out yesterday that if they're going to give a peace prize to Obama for launching a bunch of wars, then Trump for getting peace on the Korean Peninsula very, very close and getting them to get ready to sign a deal to end the war, that enough right there deserves a peace prize. But again, the Nobel Prize is a joke. We'll be looking at that. And there's a very interesting article here that is so revealing that I don't normally read a whole article on air, but I ought to read it just to give you the bizarre logic and really the Alice in Wonderland Tea Party nature of this particular story out of Splinter News by Cleo Chang. Treat Kanye West like a conspiracy theorist. And they go on to say he's dangerous like Alex Jones, and that what he's saying is bad and spreading, and so he should just be ignored and or basically banned. What Kanye's saying is we have thought police in this country trying to bully people, and that he supports open free thought and open discussion. It's not about Kanye West, whether you love him or hate him. It's about the fact that he's absolutely right about free expression being under attack. But they say that's a conspiracy theory, but then call for him to be shut up. Don't listen to Kanye. He's crazy. Nobody's trying to restrict your speech. That's why we need to shut him up. And, of course, I'm all over the article. This is amazing. Attacks on free speech are happening all over the world. In Europe, they've basically banned criticizing Islam. They arrest people. Police chiefs get fired. They talk about 90-plus percent of the rapes in Stockholm being Islamic. There's the most dramatic set of footage that is still online. Last time I checked, we saved it, of women going to these diversity rallies in Germany and Sweden and other areas. And like 50 guys will grab a really supermodel-looking woman and grab her and hold her legs. Two guys hold each leg, two guys hold each arm. They're crying, and they gang rape them for hours, and the cops are 30 yards away just looking. And the women are then interviewed later. They go, well, they hurt me. I'm bleeding. I'm really hurt, but I'm still not racist. I want more to come. Please don't leave. Just last week, a woman got gang raped anally. And she was in the news saying, well, I went to the refugee center to show them I'm not racist, and I still don't want them deported. I understand they're victims. It's why they raped me. I'm sorry to talk like that. That's what they did. Yeah, this is one this week. Refugee rapes 12-year-old girl, didn't know it was illegal. That's in Sweden, too. And then the courts say, well, we're not going to give you any jail time. It's part of your religion. And I'm only pointing out that we've turned our life force off. We've turned our self-preservation off. And then you see the footage that I've tweeted out at Real Alex Jones. I'm going to have it reposted at InfoWars.com. Just as soon as we take those last, I guess, two segments and put them out so people can see. Two black men robbing and beating women and children. And you say, well, that's not racist. You don't know they meant it because they're white. You're right. I don't. But if it was two white men beating black children and black women, you'd have riots in the streets nationwide. Well, why don't you have that? Because it's so rare. And the crime statistics are there and are a fact. Migrant who participated in 20-man gang rape of woman tells police it was fun. Yeah, yeah, pull that one up. By the way, I watch this beautiful woman being gang raped. About a year and a half ago, we played some of the footage, but blurred it and zoomed in on her face. And it is so haunting, the blood coming out of her mouth. And she's being thrust over and over again. They're hammering her. And she just is like panicked. You sure kind of wake up and struggle and then pass back out. And she just like, can't believe it's happening. And it's like it makes me think of my wife or my daughters or my mother or any other women. And it's just so fundamental that we don't act like that in the West. This is the West with chivalry. We're being turned into animals here. But the media and Hollywood and George Soros and the universities, they tell us we're the place that treats women bad. Yeah, that's another one I hadn't seen. There's so many of these. I can't look at it. Take it down. You know what? Show some of it. Just don't show the raping. Because they'll try to censor us and say we're showing inappropriate stuff. And by the way, these are popular on leftist sites. That's not the one I've... There's hundreds of these. There's one where the woman's held up by the arms, and there's a line of guys 20 deep. And they are just... I mean, you talk about brutal, savage raping, and the police do nothing. You see that Islamic spray paint right there? Now, that woman fought, so she didn't get raped. Yeah, that's the only reason that's still online. That woman fought him. She didn't make it easy. Let me tell you something. I see 20 guys raping a woman. I'm not going to say what I'm going to do, but I just can't handle it. And then I'm told I'm the bad guy by the stinking, disgusting, evil Hollywood crime syndicate. We're going to break. I'm going to get the number out when we come back. I'm going to get a bunch of video clips of the president and Kanye and everything else. But they're trying to bully and kick us off the air right now, as you know. Soros, the Clintons are all suing us. And it's just, does America know your rights are all under attack? They're coming for you and your family. They mean business. They mean to blow these borders up and bring an unlimited Islamicist. Most of Austin already looks like Mogadishu or something. It's sick. What are you going to do? Spread the live links. Spread the articles, the videos. Please support the local affiliates, TV and radio. And go buy some products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just a few percentage of you more go buy great products that everybody needs at InfoWarsStore.com with our state-of-the-art shopping cart system, said at Bezos, we'll be able to take that money and fight the globalists. Bunch of specials end, like Super Male Vitality, X2, and Brain Force. 50% off on the Super Male and others. Free shipping on some of those items.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a major global political realignment taking place. Trump is being nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize by the South Korean president. That broke today. They're agreeing to a peace deal. You've got the Pope calling for everyone to turn in their firearms, but the UN and the globalists, and he won't give up the Swiss Guard. But a global peace race has begun, launched by President Trump. Meanwhile, in Tehran, the dictators there, the Ayatollahs, are about to start testing atomic bombs. The word is they had atomic weapons a long time ago. Now they've got the delivery systems, and I have that from very high-level sources. But here is Benjamin Netanyahu live giving a breakdown from Tel Aviv, ladies and gentlemen, about the fact that they're getting ready to go after Iran. Here it is.
Fundamental religious and ethical convictions.
This is repeated by Iran's foreign minister, Javad Zarif.
We didn't have any program to develop nuclear weapons. Anyway, we consider nuclear weapons both irrational as well as immoral.
Well, tonight I'm here to tell you one thing. Iran lied. Big time. After signing the nuclear deal in 2015, Iran intensified its efforts to hide its secret nuclear files. In 2017, Iran moved its nuclear weapons files to a highly secret location in Tehran. This is the Shorabad district in southern Tehran. This is where they kept the atomic archives, right here. Few Iranians knew where it was, very few, and also a few Israelis. Now, from the outside, this was an innocent-looking compound. It looks like a dilapidated warehouse. But from the inside, it contained Iran's secret atomic archives locked in massive files. Actually, they're a little bigger than this, okay? A few weeks ago, in a great intelligence achievement, Israel obtained half a ton of the material inside these vaults. And here's what we got. 55,000 pages. Another 55,000 files on 183 CDs. Everything you're about to see is an exact copy of the original Iranian material. You may want to know where are the originals. Well, I can say they're now in a very safe place. Here's what the files included. Incriminating documents, incriminating charts, incriminating presentations, incriminating blueprints, incriminating photos, incriminating videos, and more. We've shared this material with the United States, and the United States can vouch for its authenticity. We will also share it with other countries, and we'll share it with the International Atomic Energy Agency. So let me tell you the history of this material. We've known for years that Iran had a secret nuclear weapons program called Project Ahmad. We can now prove that Project Ahmad was a comprehensive program to design, build, and test nuclear weapons. We can also prove that Iran is secretly storing Project Ahmad material to use at a time of its choice to develop nuclear weapons. Here's what Project Ahmad's explicit goal was. Creating nuclear weapons. This is an original Iranian presentation from these files. And here's the mission statement. Design, produce, and test 5 warheads, each with 10 kiloton TNT yield, for integration on a missile. You don't have to read Farsi to see 10 kilotons here, TNT. This is the specific goal of Project Ahmad. That's like 5 Hiroshima bombs to be put on ballistic missiles. This is an original Iranian spreadsheet from the archives of Project Ahmad. Look at what it has here. Yellow cake production, centrifuge enrichment process, warhead project, simulation project, and test. And indeed, when we analyzed what's in these archives, we found that Project Ahmad had all the 5 elements, the 5 key elements of a nuclear weapons program. I want to take them one by one. First element is designing nuclear weapons. This is an original Iranian illustration of a weapon. Again, you don't have to read Farsi to understand this. This is U-235. That's enriched uranium right here at the core. That's the only place where you find in the core enriched uranium. And here's an Iranian simulation, original Iranian simulation, putting all these components together. That's the first component. Second component, developing nuclear cores. Here's a photo showing the casting process and a cast metal core from the archives. And here's a secret underground facility the Iranians were building to produce nuclear cores. We have hundreds of documents for each of these components. Third component, building nuclear implosion systems. This is an original Iranian photo of a measuring device.
Well, I guarantee a lot of spies died getting this stuff.
And here's a simulation of a nuclear implosion. Fourth element, preparing nuclear tests. Here's a map of 5 potential locations for a nuclear test in eastern Iran. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have
He's still briefing, but we can pause it, obviously, and come back. This is very important. This has got sprung on the world. And Netanyahu is giving a worldwide press conference. And here's the deal. Iran said they weren't developing a nuclear weapon. Then they did this deal. We all know they are. I've been told by high-level sources a decade ago they already had some, but they didn't have delivery systems. Pakistan obviously has over 100. And the point is that Trump's trying to get peace through strength. You've got Saudi Arabia and Israel now lined up and ready to support a strike on Iran. And so that's the issue here. I don't want to have war with Iran. But they're very aggressive to our ships. They're very aggressive. Their people don't like the leadership. Most of their population's young. The mullahs are out of control. And Israel will end up moving against that country if they think they get delivery systems. And that's what Netanyahu undoubtedly will come back with, is the delivery systems after the testing phase on the other side. But regardless of what you think of this, this is where the world is. And appeasement got North Korea out of control, firing missiles at Hawaii to test them. Getting in their face got them to do a peace deal. What is Netanyahu trying to do here? Push Iran to the peace table? I hope that's the point. Because one way or another, the world is in a great crisis right now. We'll be back more with this big briefing. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Stay with us.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species.
The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, as we speak, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who sits on top of a giant hydrogen bomb nuke arsenal of cruise missiles, ICBMs, submarine launch by aircraft, cruise missiles, you name it, is laying out shocking amounts of evidence of Iran's secret nuclear weapons program that they say they've given up for many years. Now, he's showing right now documents from a decade ago, but he's pointing out that it's all hidden in underground bases and warehouses ready to roll out. I have talked years ago to very good sources who, let's just say, have been in the military 30 years, you name it, and they said, no, they've seen the scans with the satellites and aircraft that can see down into the ground and that they have a lot of concentrated fissile material and the ability to build atomic bombs. Atomic bombs are not that hard to build once you've got the material. And, of course, Pakistan's got hundreds. This is all a very serious situation. The larger issue here is Israel going to strike Iran? Well, they've got Saudi Arabia lined up to do it. And Saudi Arabia has been hinting that they've got nuclear weapons now, which I've been told they've had for a decade. They said, listen, if they're going to have it, we're going to have it. And the word is Israel's been transferring more advanced delivery systems now to Saudi Arabia. So think about that. The Saudi Arabian Muslims, who are the over 80% of Islam, they control it. They control Mecca. They reportedly have nuclear weapons. And so if you're a radio listener, it's Netanyahu in Tel Aviv. It's nighttime over there. It's like, 8:30. With huge weapons banks. I mean, huge banks of folders and CDs going through the evidence. This isn't like a little fake thing with WMDs and Colin Powell holds up a little vial of anthrax at the UN. We knew that intelligence was fake. My intel has been Iran's got nukes. So I don't know what Israel's thinking, but I haven't seen the whole press conference yet. It's still going on, but we paused it. I'm going to guess he's going to get into delivery systems, and that's why he's really concerned, because the truth is just like Israel doesn't say they have nukes, Iran's got them too. They're getting upset about the delivery systems. Let's see if I'm right. Let's go back to the press conference.
Here's a map of five potential locations for a nuclear test in eastern Iran. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have many, many more such documents. And fifth, integrating nuclear weapons on missiles. Here's a design for a nuclear payload on a Shahab 3 missile from the archive. Here's the warhead. Here's the bomb. And I don't have to remind you, I think, that Iran is continually expanding the range of its ballistic missiles, its nuclear-capable missiles. They started with 1,000 kilometers. They're now up to 2,000, roughly. They can reach Riyadh, Tel Aviv, Moscow. But they're working on far, far greater ranges. They're planning much longer-range missiles to carry nuclear weapons. So these files conclusively prove that Iran is brazenly lying when it says it never had a nuclear weapons program. The files prove that. But here's what happened next. Iran was faced with mounting pressure in 2003. You remember that. That was following the Gulf War. So it was forced to shelve Project Ahmad. But it didn't shelve its nuclear ambitions. So Iran devised a plan to do two things. First, to preserve the nuclear know-how from Project Ahmad. And second, to further develop its nuclear weapons-related capabilities. That plan came directly from Iran's top leadership. Here's another document from the archive. This is following the new directive of Iran's Minister of Defense, Mr. Shamkhani. Today is the director of the National Security Council. Following the new directive of Iran's Minister of Defense, the work would be split into two parts, covert and overt. A key part of the plan was to form new organizations to continue the work. This is how Dr. Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, head of Project Ahmad, put it. Remember that name, Fakhrizadeh. So here's his directive. It's right here. And he says, the general aim is to announce the closure of Project Ahmad, but then he adds, special activities, you know what that is, special activities will be carried out under the title of scientific know-how developments. And in fact, this is exactly what Iran proceeded to do. It continued this work in a series of organizations over the years. And today, in 2010, or 2018, this work is carried out by Sapand. That's an organization inside Iran's defense ministry. And you will not be surprised to hear that Sapand is led by the same person who led Project Ahmad, Dr. Fakhrizadeh, and also, not coincidentally, many of Sepahan's key personnel worked under Fakhrizadeh on Project Ahmad. So this atomic archive clearly shows that Iran planned at the highest levels to continue work related to nuclear weapons under different guises and using the same personnel. I want to give you another example of Iran's nuclear weapons related activities that continued after Project Ahmad. You all remember the Fordow facility? Can you show that? Fordow uranium enrichment facility. This was a secret underground enrichment facility that the Iranians built under a mountain. You don't put thousands of centrifuges under a mountain to produce medical isotopes. You put them there for one reason: nuclear weapons. Enrichment for nuclear weapons. But the files show that Fordow was designed from the get-go for nuclear weapons as part of Project Ahmad. Here's an original Iranian blueprint of Fordow. And what happened was that Iran continued to build Fordow years, secretly build it, years after Project Ahmad ended.
Okay, I was going to take calls this hour.
That's the entrance.
And I was going to get another news, but this is obviously breaking. This is big, because here's the issue. Whether you love Israel or hate Israel or neutral on Israel, pragmatic on Israel like I am, this is the build-up to major war you're watching. The Saudi prince over here, the roundup of the jihadis that were leading Saudi Arabia, the civil war in Saudi Arabia. Now Saudi Arabia wanting us to kick Assad out. That's part of the deal. That they'll denuclearize and they'll stop funding jihad if we knock out their enemies. Now, of course, it's going to be a double cross, because the globalists, ladies and gentlemen, they are fomenting all over the world in every way they can, at every point, and every civilization that puts up with this ends up falling. The globalists are fomenting an operation to overrun Europe and collapse it and implode it, and to basically end Christianity as we know it. So there's double dealing from the very tops of the whole global government system down into Saudi Arabia and into Israel and into all these different organizations and groups to create the clash of civilization, to overthrow non-radical Muslim countries, and then to break down Europe's borders, merge Islam with the West, bring in a huge clash of culture, and then bring in a worldwide peacekeeper government to stop the cultural and financial ruin that this forced integration of Islam into the West is going to cause. So that's the thing. I'm not anti-Israel. But at the same time, this whole clash with Iran is simply about a war between the Shiites and the Sunnis, a civil war to knock out the rival arm of Islam so that then the main Islamic force can march against Europe and Russia.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best exposé on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Himself with the truth. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain.
We're about to go to the in-depth historic briefing with real secret documents, real secret graphics, videos for atomic weapons, which I've studied. These are real. Iran, I know, had a program. They didn't deny the program. They're ongoing. I've talked to the folks that have seen the satellite scans. They had five weapons, as you see in this report. Man, I was told stuff by folks 10 years ago that was dead on. Five weapons a decade ago. And they're going for delivery systems. And forget which side you're on. I'm on the side of not having nuclear war. I'm on the side of peace. For young people in Iran, young people in Israel, young people in Russia, young people in Germany, young people in Brazil, young people in Canada, young people in America. But Iran is its own wild-eyed tyranny. They are the Shiite Muslims, 19% of Islam. They're at war with Sunni Islam, Saudi Arabia. The two are at each other's throats between Hezbollah and Hamas and their proxy wars. It's all out of control. But the globalists are allied with Saudi Arabia. And after they take out Iran, they're going to implode the borders of Europe and flood Europe even more. I'm not saying I'm on any of these sides, because this is all insane. But here's the bottom line. Netanyahu is preparing and selling a strike on Iran. And that's why they've been in all these secret meetings with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. That's why he's been on this goodwill tour over here. That's why you've seen the push to strike Syria. That's why the Russians announced a month and a half ago, we're getting 100% out. We went in, we stabilized it, boom. That's why North Korea is saying, okay, we want a peace deal. Because the word is the United States, Israel, and others are getting ready to strike Iran. And Iran's been saying, we'll blow up your ships, we'll attack you, if you don't give us a peace deal, if you back out of your agreement with us. That is not helping. Because this isn't the old days with Obama, who's a little jihadi, and who's working with Saudi Arabia. This is Trump. And Trump's very pragmatic. He wants all these wars to stop. He wants all this garbage to stop. And here's the deal. Israel's been caught working with Al-Qaeda and ISIS, just like our government did under Obama. Netanyahu knows that. I'm not attacking Netanyahu. It's a fact. Because that was the enemy of Hezbollah, which is the Iranian-backed militia. That's the way these wars work. We shouldn't be Machiavelli. We shouldn't back anybody that's evil, even if they're fighting somebody else that's bad. That's Arabic thinking, Muslim thinking of the enemy of my enemy is my friend. No. No, that's not chivalrous. That's not what made the West powerful. We need to get away from that. But Iran has been threatening to blow up Israel, and Iran does have the missiles to hit Israel. And they've already got nukes. So this is preparation for attacks on Iran. Maybe they're trying to push them to the table. The old deal is a bad deal. They did lie. I'm not calling for war. But Netanyahu, I know the whole history of this. This isn't fake WMDs in Iraq. This is real. This is real. Iraq was horrible and evil. He was our ally. He fought the Iranians, killed a couple million of them. We set Saddam up. It's horrible. And again, part of a program of destabilization. Now we're sitting there down to the final program that Wesley Clark talked about when he laid out the seven countries they wanted to take out. But next, they're going to implode them into Europe. That's the next part of the plan. Now, I don't know if Netanyahu supports that plan, but I know the EU and the Vatican does. I know Trump does it for real. So if Netanyahu comes out and says he doesn't support the Islamification of Europe, I'll be pro-Netanyahu. I don't think Netanyahu wants to do that to Europe. Now, some of the leftists in Israel, George Soros, that came out in the WikiLeaks, wants to destroy Israel. So this is all about pure evil. And the globalists have made a deal with radical Islam. And they think Saudi Arabia controlling 80% of Islam, that's going to be 2.5 billion people in just 12 years. 3 billion total. They think that's unstoppable. I'm not submitting to Islam. I'm going to fight. What about you? And I don't care if it's Israel. I don't care if it's the Pope. I don't care if it's Trump. Whoever it is, they sell us out to radical Islam. I'm going to stand against them. This is a do or die situation. So I'm trying to figure out all the angles here. But let me tell you this. This is preparation for major war right here, baby. So you get ready. Let's go to the footage.
Was that Iran continued to build Fordo years, secretly build it, years after Project Ahmad ended. Here's what it looks like. That's the entrance. It goes under a mountain. You also will not be surprised that Iran insisted on keeping Fordo. And amazingly, the nuclear deal enabled it to do it. It enabled it to do it, but this came with a hitch. Iran was required by the IAEA to come clean by the nuclear deal, to come clean to the International Atomic Energy Agency about its nuclear program. This was an explicit condition for implementing the nuclear deal. Iran has to come clean. So in December 2015, the IAEA published its final assessment of what it called the military aspects of Iran's nuclear program. This is the report. This was Iran's chance to fully come clean to the IAEA. They could tell the truth. They could say, we had this program, the secret program. It's over. We shelved it. It doesn't exist. We destroyed the material. Here's what Iran actually told the IAEA. It said, Iran denied the existence of a coordinated program aimed at the development of a nuclear explosive device and specifically denied, get this, specifically denied the existence of the Ahmad plan. The material proves otherwise, that Iran authorized, initiated, and funded Project Ahmad, a coordinated program aimed at the development of a nuclear explosive device. Here's another document from the archive. This is a master plan of Project Ahmad. Iran said to the IAEA, no work has been conducted with multi-point initiative. This is multi-point initiation. You got to forgive me. This jargon, the scientific terminology, is something that is necessary to understand the production of nuclear weapons. But here's what they say. No work has been conducted with MPI technology in hemispherical geometry. But again, the archive shows that this is a complete fabrication.
Yeah, that means no bomb
Iran
making.
Conducted extensive work with MPI technology in hemispherical geometry. Here's an example.
That's the
hundreds of more
jacketed explosives that crush Iran it down to cause a chain reaction.
To the agency that it had not conducted metallurgical work specifically designed for a nuclear device. But the files again show that this is a lie. Iran conducted extensive metallurgical work specifically designed for a nuclear device. Here's an original Iranian photo. Plenty more in the archive. So what I've shown you tonight is just a fraction of the total material that we have. But even from this sample, you can draw four main conclusions. First, Iran lied about never having a nuclear weapons program. 100,000 secret files prove that they lied. Second, even after the deal, Iran continued to preserve and expand its nuclear weapons know-how for future use. Why would a terrorist regime hide and meticulously catalog its secret nuclear files if not to use them at a later date? Third, Iran lied again in 2015 when it didn't come clean to the IAEA as required by the nuclear deal. And finally, the Iran deal, the nuclear deal, is based on lies. It's based on Iranian lies and Iranian deception.
All right. We're going to come back, do five more minutes of this. We have a special guest joining us. We'll also open the phones up. But the head of our European Bureau is going to be joining us with some big, huge breaking news on globalism there. But this is all part of a larger global plan to take control of the Middle East, then use it as a weapon system to bring down Asia, Russia, Europe. It's been decided demographically, just like China has been decided to be in control of the system. It's been decided. Trump's also giving a press conference right now. We'll come back with all of that here in just a minute. Briefly, we're under globalist attacks. We're telling the truth and just telling it like it is so you can make decisions about your own life. We sell great products at InfoWarsStore.com that without you buying them, we won't be here. The globalists hate the fact that you're buying our products. We have back in stock our amazing ultimate turmeric formula, Bodies, with a 95 curcumin level. Nobody else has got that. It's 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Read the hundreds and hundreds of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. Also, X2 is about to sell out. It won't be 25% off when we get it back in because it's running out. We're hoping to get another source. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. We've got books, T-shirts, water filtration, all the best stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for supporting us. If you haven't ever been a supporter by shopping at the store, you owe it to yourself and your family, too. Great products and a great mission. Stay with us.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.